The bye is over, and it's time to get back to work for the Broncos when they host the Miami Dolphins at Invesco Field at Mile High Sunday. For the Broncos, it is a chance to get back on track after losing three of their last four. But make no mistake, this Dolphins team at 3-4 is much different than the team that won just one game a year ago.
Well, you know, I didn't study them a lot last year, but they're very impressive. They're playing some great offense, some great defense, keeping people off balance on both sides of the ball. They beat some good football teams by dominating a couple of those games, so they're very impressive.
They're playing real well. You know, they started off slow, didn't have a good year last year, but, you know, they're getting things turned around. And, you know, as we know around here, anything can happen on Sunday. So, you know, we'd be prepared on Sunday to go.
They really come on this year, and they got a really good football team. Good defense, play hard, play fast, and so it's going to be a tough match for us.
The Broncos offense must get back on track. Their struggles have been well documented over the last four games, and to be successful, they know eliminating turnovers is a must.
It's just turnovers, penalties, things that can make a good offense just be an average offense. So we just need to get back to doing the little things the right way, and we'll be fine if we can get back to doing that.
We have a lot of turnovers in the past few weeks, and we just got to eliminate them turnovers. And once we, you know, do that, you know, we score some more points, because you can see we're driving the ball on a lot of people. It's just when we get down there, you know, in the red zone or get down towards their end zone, we find a way to turn over the ball. So if we eliminate that and just go out there and perform, we'll start putting up the points again.
Right. I mean, just get back to doing the little things the right way. I mean, we know how to do them. We can fix them. I mean, it's nothing too serious that you can't fix. I mean, we got some injuries here and there, but we got guys that can step up and make plays for us.
And the Dolphins defense will test this area of the Broncos offense. Led by Joey Porter, the Dolphins have forced 8 fumbles and are +7 in turnover ratio, second best in the AFC.
Absolutely. You know, that whole defense, they're getting pressure. Causing a lot of fumbles, you know, which we've been prone to the last 3 or 4 games. So, you got to keep your eye on that guy. He's kind of taking Merriman's place last year of a guy in a 3-4 system that gets a lot of pressure off the edge.
I know that they do a good job of stripping the ball, and Joey Porter's leading the league in sacks. So, I mean, we got to do the little things right. Get back to playing football the way we know how to.
Jay Cutler should get some weapons back. Brandon Stokley should be good to go. And rookie Ryan Terrain is expected to make his Broncos debut, while Tony Scheffler could potentially play.
Absolutely. I mean, whenever, you know, you take guys like Tony Scheffler, Brandon Stokley out of the game plan, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, those are big pieces to our puzzle.
The Dolphins will bring something unique this Sunday, known as the Wildcat offense, a unique formation that has given them success this season by putting a running back in the quarterback position.
Well, you know, we've watched it quite a bit. You know, in college, you watch a lot of these formations and some of these plays at the collegiate level, especially scouting a number of the players that Arkansas had from the year before. So it's not like you haven't seen it before. We worked against that against the Raiders. We thought we might see it in the first game, but we didn't. So they're having a lot of success with it. Brown is an exceptional back. Anytime you got a guy with his type of skills and you put him at that position, he can make plays when there's nothing there, which has a lot to do with the type of offense, and he's skilled enough to throw the football as well. So it does present some problems.
Just don't expect many Broncos trying to implement the same formation into their own playbook.
What in the game?
Yeah.
No, that's not my cup of tea. You know, I like to stay on the outside, catch the ball, not run it. I gave up those running days probably in the sixth grade. So, that's not for me.
No.
No? Why not?
I'm a real wide receiver.
Yeah, but you get the chance to have the ball.
I don't like getting hit.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.